There are some similarities and some differences as well between our regions. I would like to go to the My World survey, which is a global survey launched to help young people and all citizens around the world to contribute and to vote for their priorities post-2015 development agenda, the new development agenda that will come after the current Millennium Development Agenda. So look to what young people around the world have prioritized. First, education. Education, all countries around the world, all young people around the world have prioritized education as number one. Second, better healthcare system. Third, more responsive government, and also it comes with decent job opportunities. These are top four priorities for young people around the world. This survey is providing us with a proof that young people's aspirations are very much similar. Well, the difference is where they stand in terms of realizing these aspirations and these goals. But the ultimate goal and aspiration for young people are very much similar.
So you mentioned among those priorities is finding a job. You know, many young people around the world now are struggling with the consequences of the global economic crisis. What advice would you give to young men and women in this situation?
Yeah. I will give advice for young men and women, but let me first review the problem itself. We have a lost generation now. We have a serious unemployment crisis around the world. The ILO estimates that 73,400,000 are unemployed. Young person, we're talking. This does not include the young people who stop looking for jobs. So this is not all. We have others who even, gave up looking for jobs, opportunities, because they have been looking for years. And it's so easy to list these numbers. But I just will share with you one story. From a young man I met. His name is Anas. He is 25 years old. He has finished public administration master, has been looking for jobs since 2 years now. He is a morning person. He wakes up in the morning, he dresses up, and he wants to go somewhere. He wants to contribute. And he just tells me that every day in the morning, he remembers that he has no place to go. The unemployment crisis is not only about numbers, but it's also about psychological damage for this generation. It has severe psychological impact in young people. And we should remember that. We need to create more jobs, but also my message to young people that the discourse about having young people as job seekers should change. We need to innovate more, and young people, they need to invent their jobs as well. Somehow governments, they have responsibility, private sector and all other actors, but also young people, they have responsibility to take risk. I always say that there's no youth without risk taking. Young people, they should take risk, and failure is not an option here.
You're going to have the kickoff for International Youth Day with the Secretary General on Monday. Can you tell us what you expect this event to achieve? What are your hopes?
We're so excited to kick off the celebration of the International Youth Day this year with the Secretary General and some head of agencies joining us. The special thing about this event on 5th of August that we'll be connecting young people from five continents. We'll be having around 1,000 participants coming with us here in New York and also on five remote locations from Lebanon to Nigeria, India, Brazil, and Belgium. And for young people to share their concerns. And they were choosing, by the way, because they are some of the top voting countries for My World survey for the post-2015 development agenda. So the discussion will be under the theme of UN, Uniting for Youth. And we would like to explain to young people and also listen from young people about how the United Nations can do better for young people. Mr. Ban Ki-moon, he asked young people at the opening of the ECOSOC Youth Forum, are we doing enough for you? And they said, no. Then he said, can we do more? They said, yes. And that's why now, for the first time ever, the United Nations has one joint work plan on youth issues, bringing all UN actors, all UN agencies to work in a more harmonized way to deliver to young people. And in this event, we will be presenting to them this commitment and how the United Nations is planning to continue engage them. We believe that also will share to them a model for youth participation with the United Nations. So again, it's not only about delivering services to young people, but also about engaging them as full partners. This is what the United Nations is currently doing.